B-Mitch Philly, 106.7 The Fan.
Make sure I say the right thing. I won't put you out there like that, Landfield. Red, white, and Coca-Cola.
Commanders lost yesterday. Therefore, we got to give some blame pies. I think the inability to run the ball or stop the run was a major factor in this thing. And, you know, I think they've been pretty good all year, but I'm going equal 35-35s to the O-line and the D-line. Not to say that the entire run plan hinges upon those guys, but it starts with them on both sides of the ball, and they didn't get it done. Early in the game when Washington needed to run the ball and stay on the field and get out of these three and outs, they couldn't. Late in the game when Washington needed to get a stop, try to tie this thing up, they couldn't. So that's 70 of my chips between the O-line and the D-line. I'm only giving one player a specific name here, and it's BSJ. He didn't have his best day yesterday. And then the secondary as a whole, another 20. You give up almost 500 yards, mm-hmm. It's going to land on the defense pretty much. But I don't think it was just that B-Rob wasn't there. I don't know that the O-line was able to
get... I think that played a big part, though, Jay.
Yeah, I do too. But I can't blame B-Rob for being hurt, right?
It's not blaming B-Rob for being hurt, but the not having him there was a problem.
Yeah. You got to blame Pie?
I'm going to go with, I don't know the percentages. I'm going to throw in what I believe. Like, I'm going to go B-Rob not being there. I am going to go with John Harbaugh calling the plays on defense.
I got to watch that.
I think that made a hell of a difference. Because, listen, Zach is up and coming. But I don't know if he would have been able to call like he was doing yesterday. And they'll probably say, oh, no, he wasn't. But when they were putting that camera on him, when the linebacker looked at the sideline, he was looking right at John Harbaugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was being presented by him.
It was an interesting game. If you look at some of these runs late, you could just tell they were gassed. And Jeff said it earlier, maybe some business decisions got made.
Mm-hmm.
Boys in the Aquarium, you got a blame pie? Jeffrey, you got one?
I gotta put
how much does Drab get?
I'm not giving no credit to the haters, win or lose.
Why is Richard John tweeting me about Drab's butt? What have you involved me in?
I didn't involve you in anything. Richmond John is just Richmond John, you know that. He make his own bits. So I'm gonna go 75% on the defense. Dude, we couldn't stop running water yesterday. Like, it was bad. And our secondary was letting... How do you let Mark Andrews run wide open? This is, like, one of their biggest targets on offense. How is he not accounted for on the field? And then I'm going to have to get a... I'm going to have to give Joe Witt the rest of the 25%. Bro, you know we got to do better than that. I don't know if he need to yell at... I personally think he need to yell at BSJ because I'm not even talking about the penalty. That last touchdown that Derrick Henry scored and he tried to attack that man by the shoulders, dude. I was like, BSJ. I even tweeted. I said, yo, St. Juice, I know that's Derrick Henry, but that was soft. Like, you got to at least attempt. Like, at least attempt to not. I know it's a big thing saying attempt to, you know, take Derrick Henry down. But, God, you're in the NFL. You're the highest level of play. You got to at least try to make that tackle. At least make it look competitive. Dive at his legs. Something. Yeah.
Like Hyman Roth in The Godfather Part 2. This is the business we've chosen. Like, you have worked your whole life to be a pro athlete on a football field. And be a football player.
Yeah, and to address something, you said, Jeff, you would get out the way. No, I would not. If I could possibly, I would rather get ran over then look soft getting out the way. It's football.
Tell him, Jeff.
You know what, Jeff? I wonder how true that is. If you were on that field, if you would actually try to tackle Derrick Henry.
I would hit him right in his damn chest.
I was about to say,
I believe you, Brian.
I would try to, yo, I'm not scared of nothing. Like, I would get in the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime.
Why?
Because, I mean, I'm not going to back down. You're not going to punk me. I'm at least try.
Some things you don't have to be scared. But like, you just got to be smart.
Yeah, you just, but nah, this, we're, If I'm making all this money.
Have heart like John Starks. Like, I get it. But you really think you're on that field, you get a helmet, and Derrick Henry's coming at you.
Hey, what if...
Because I'm not trying to tackle him.
What if that one time... I'm a 43-year-old father of two. What if that one time you just stand there and you take it, and next thing you know, Derrick Henry, you never know. You put your helmet right on the ball. The helmet go, you know, the ball go flying out. You don't know you have a chance until you take the chance.
I love you, and I love, that's a great little motto. You should print T-shirts. I ain't tackling Derrick Henry. John Trimble via
Twitter. Anybody that has on a helmet and a shoulder pad on a Sunday should be trying to tackle Derrick Henry.
100%. Yeah. I don't have a helmet or shoulder pad. I'm wearing a suit with some gel in my hair. It's a different situation. John Trimble says his blame pie, 50% Ron Rivera for bad defensive drafts, 50% O-line, and B-Rob being hurt. B, do you have a message? So Emmanuel Forbes, Jamin Davis yesterday were both healthy scratches.
Mm-hmm.
That is an indictment on drafting in the past, period. But I also think we got to stop asking why.
I don't think you. I think people ask why just because ultimately you've heard Joe Witt say over and over again, we're going to put people down and put people up that we think give us the best chance of winning. Obviously, he didn't think those two guys gave them the best chance of winning. Okay? And yes, they didn't win the game. But the guys that they put out there, they felt gave them a better chance than those two guys. And that's all you got to go with. You know, but people sit here. I recall everyone expecting Jamin to be good. Now you wonder, why is he not on the field? It's weird, man. Well, where did this group come from?